Tyson Slosky, the head coach with the Old Grizzlies.
Tyson, this is the last time that you guys were here on home ice. You finished off 3-3 in extra time against the Drumheller Dragons. I think this is the first time in a long time that this team has beat Drumheller three times in a row, and to do it in the fashion that you guys did, you know, what's your biggest takeaway from the way you matched up with Drumheller?
Yeah, I think they're a really good team, but it probably just showed that we can play with good teams, and we need to play a strong 60 minutes to compete, and we found a way to do that. It definitely showed a lot of resilience and just be able to fight back. I think we were down in a couple of those games at times and just found a way to just keep pushing through and eventually found a way in either an overtime or shootout, and it's always good to pick up wins.
Yeah, to have those, you know, sudden endings like that, just what does that do for the morale of the team?
Yeah, I think the boys get pretty excited when you can find ways to win like that. Ultimately for us, it's just about picking up points, and we're able to do that against Drumheller, and we've got to kind of keep going now and find more wins.
You bet. So your road trip, you have two losses to the Canucks sandwiched around a big win over Camrose. Let's start with the Canucks games. So obviously, you had two games with them here at home earlier this season where you got 3 out of the 4 points on the road versus them in these two. You did not pick up the points. I mean, what was the difference maybe in those two matchups versus the ones you played Calgary here at home?
Yeah, I think Calgary's a good team, and it's about playing 60 full minutes, and I think at times against Calgary we took a shift off or two shifts off, and they've got some really good players that can capitalize on that. And to be honest, I think we played pretty good in both games, and it's still positive when you can play good and maybe you don't get the result, but you kind of trust the process, and if you can keep playing that way, you're hoping to find some wins along the way.
You bet. And you get a big win in between there, though, versus the Camrose Kodiaks, a team that had, you know, jumped out on you in the first period in all three games this season. But this time you guys go up 2-0. What was so different in Camrose versus the Kodiaks?
Yeah, probably exactly what you said. Was able to get a lead early. Like, they're a very offensively gifted team, and you know you're going to have to score some goals against them. So to get a lead, and then we gave it right back up, and we're actually trailing going into the third period, and it kind of just goes back to our resilience. Like, we have a very hard-working group, and we don't quit, and found a way to put a couple in the back of the net and then hold on eventually. So it was a nice win.
Yeah, and you also got some contributions in that one that maybe you hadn't this season. You had Presley Kerner got his first goal of the year, and you also had on the back end Brendan Thomas score what turned out to be the game-winning goal, but his first of the season as well. So, you know, how nice was it to see those two players rewarded for their efforts?
Yeah, it was great to see. Like, both of them are playing really good hockey right now. Maybe haven't found the back of the net, but Kerner's been playing really good for us, and he's created a lot of scoring chances, so it's really nice to see it go in the back of the net for him. And obviously Bert's one of our big D-men, and he plays a lot of big minutes for us, so it's always nice when he can score. But that was a great effort from everyone, and it's obviously nice to see guys contribute when they haven't.
You bet. The Lloydminster Bobcats come to town here tonight. They've got a number of players that have been able to help them have the second best point total in the whole league this season. Just what are you looking out for against the Bobcats tonight?
Yeah, they're a very good team. They're very detailed. They are very stout defensively, and they make it really difficult on you in the neutral zone and make it hard to score, and they got really good goaltending. So I would expect to see a low-scoring game that is tight checking, and it's going to be a game that you're going to have to fight to score goals. And hopefully we can find a way to create some chaos at the net front and score a couple greasy ones, and I'm expecting a really close game.
You bet. December is a time when there are trade deadlines and there will be a movement, and you guys have made a number of moves here this week. So when you get to those deadlines, you know, how do you try as a coaching staff to, you know, keep everybody cohesive and keep everybody comfortable in what is, you know, not an easy time?
Yeah, it's difficult on the players, and we communicate with them regularly. We're going to try to do anything that we can do to help make our team better, and sometimes that means moving guys in or moving guys out. And it's ultimately just trying to look at the overarching angle of, like, how do we become a better team now and in the future? And ultimately we're going to do moves that really impact us moving forward and things we can do to try to get better every single day. And it's part of the junior hockey, unfortunately, and it's tough to see guys go, but our group's handled it really well, and we're hoping the additions we've made can help us pick up a few more wins along the way.
You bet. And one of those additions is a player that was taken in the first round of the WHL prospects draft by Moose Jaw, and Aaron Sawatsky from down the road in Didsbury. So what can he bring to the team, and to have another local player like that come to this team this season? And just how excited are you guys?
Yeah, Sawatsky's an excellent player. Like, he's going to step in and do a great job. He's been hurt for a while and hasn't played a game since last January. And I think that's the biggest reason he's probably here right now, is he hasn't played in a long time, and we're super excited to have him, and we're big on development, and we're hoping we can help him get back to his game and get back to the Western League. That'd be great for him and great for our organization. And if he's here for a little bit longer, I know he's going to help us some on the ice, so it's great.
You bet. And how much time, you know, have you had to get him on the ice here this week?
Yeah, he's actually been practicing with us for a few weeks now, just coming back from his injury, being a local guy. We didn't know if he'd go right to Moose Jaw or potentially come in here and play. So he's been on the ice for 3 weeks. He's dealing with some ankle injuries, but it looks like he's over those, and he's excited to get in the lineup, and we're excited to have him.
You bet. You also added Owen Hutzel from Grand Prairie. Obviously, you say goodbye to a long-tenured, productive player for this team in Braden Veldhuizen, but what are we getting back in return in Owen Hutzel?
Yeah, Hutzel's a great puck-moving D-man. He can skate, he's big, and he definitely adds some offense, and he just adds some reliability on our back end, where he can just exit the zone, make really good breakout passes, and just overall, he plays a really good 200-foot game, which we're super excited for. Obviously, giving up a good player in Veldy, and that's kind of the cost of doing business, but we felt adding to our D-core was definitely beneficial to us, and we're super excited to have Hutzel in our lineup tonight and excited to see what he can do.
You bet. There's obviously lots of distractions in December with the holidays approaching, and here tonight will be the toy toss night, and tomorrow will be the skate with Santa as well. So some fun components there. How do you guys, you know, keep all of those things in order and still try and pick up points here in this month, Tyson?
Yeah, the biggest thing for us is just like focusing on ice and how we can prepare. And we definitely do a lot of preparation and make sure that we're ready to go, because the biggest thing for us is picking up points right now. We're somewhat in the playoff race still, and we got to definitely do a good job of finding ways to pick up points along the way if we want to stay in that playoff hunt. And for us, it's really, really important just to play 60 minutes, and if that allows us to pick up wins or stay close in games, it gives us a chance, and that's what we're focusing on.
Excellent. We'll keep it going, Tyson. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.